On September 11, 2012, I stood nervously behind the curtain at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. I wasn't worried about a wardrobe malfunction, some complicated dance steps, or hitting all the right notes. From my seat in the audience, I'd just been texted that I'd won the election and was now the next secretary of NAFA, the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. 40,000 members strong, more than a century old, and the most formidable trade organization in the industry. I'm not sure I can describe the joy and anticipation bursting from every cell in my body at that moment. The feeling was beyond almost anything I'd ever experienced. As I stood backstage that day, as if that victory wasn't enough, I knew in just 2 years I would become the first female president in NAFA's 125-year history. I absolutely knew it. But how did I get here? Not a week has passed in my 20-year financial services career when something remarkable hasn't happened that doesn't prompt me to ask myself that question. I mean it. How did all this happen? I am an ordinary woman from a town of 1,925 people in central Wisconsin. There's nothing spectacular about me, my family lineage, or the schools I attended. I did my homework, had after-school jobs, did chores at home, and played sports. I struggled with self-confidence, and still do, and grappled with ideas about a career. I ended up feeling nameless and lifeless in corporate America before making a giant leap into financial services where, for all intents and purposes, I started all over again. If you had asked me at the financial services 3-year mark, fraught with so many challenges I was about to give up, if I'd have greater financial success than I ever could have imagined, I'd have said you were crazy. If you had asked me at that 3-year mark if I'd be good enough at my job to help lift a looming financial burden from thousands of individuals and families, I'd have said you were crazy. If you'd asked me if I'd become the first female president of NAFA, that I would be able to accomplish something on such a grand scale? Again, I'd have said you were crazy. But it happened. And it did so because I finally got out of my own way, worked hard, and focused on believing it would. My life keeps me up at night. Not so much because I dwell on my accomplishments, but because I know it is possible for you to have your own string of victories in financial services. I want you to have what I have, and more. I know what's possible in this industry, and as a woman who's forged a long road to the top, I want to help you get there too.